great music, local news, high school sports, real community connection. KLMJ.
Hi, this is Pam Whipple with First Bank Hampton. Teaching kids about money can start early with NextGen, the kids app that helps children learn how to earn, save, invest, and spend, all under parental guidance. NextGen teaches real-life money skills in a simple, hands-on way, and kids can even get a debit card to learn how to make purchases at the store. It's a great way to build confidence and good money habits for the future. Stop in today and ask us about NextGen at First Bank Hampton. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today we are joined by Paul Bartelt. He is part of a small group, I should say, that's helping put on a public forum happening on August 4th called Water Matters. What that's going to be talking about is water quality issues across the state, especially here in north central Iowa. And Paul, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Thank you for taking time.
So you have some speakers on this panelist, I should say, but before we get to that, can you just kind of talk about how this is all put together here for August 4th?
Sure. Well, those of us organizing it are all share the concern of improving Iowa's water quality. If you look at a map of Iowa, a map of the impaired rivers and waterways, there's a lot of them, and it's a little disconcerting. And so, in addition, I monitored water quality for Winnebago County some years ago and was rather impressed, shall we say, at the level of excess nutrients that wash away in our waters. So we just wanted to bring this to a greater public awareness, start some public conversation of what we can do to improve water quality.
So this forum will provide a chance for the community to come together to learn, to engage with experts in the field. So I guess kind of elaborate more. I know you got panelists there that range from, you know, water quality is kind of their local point and all that. We also got some people in counties of Hancock and Winnebago kind of talk about the panelists that will be on hand.
Sure. Well, the keynote speaker will be Larry Weber. Larry Weber is from University of Iowa. He chairs the Hydroscience and Hydraulics Department out there, Hydraulic Engineering. He also is director of the Iowa Flood Center, and he knows his way around Iowa water quality and water issues pretty well. So he will introduce the forum, start off the forum by talking about the current state of water quality in Iowa, how that affects humans, how that can affect the environment, and some ideas of what we might be able to do to improve that. He will then also moderate a panel. It'll be about a 6-person panel. We have two farmers from the area, Zach Smith, he's from Buffalo Center, and Mark Kinglin from Lake Mills. They're both active farmers, but they also employ measures that can reduce the leakage of nutrients into the waterways. And they will talk about different practices available to farmers. And then we have some people who are a bit more like policy gurus here. John Norris and Adam Schreiber from the Harkin Institute will be talking about Iowa water quality, the environmental risk factors, and Iowa's cancer crisis. Iowa is first or second in the nation for cancer incidence, and that is linked to water quality. We'll also have some opportunities for action. We have people who are involved in community action and community improvement. Morgan Bradley, for example, is with the Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, and we'll talk about how each of us can work to improve water quality. There are some state programs to incentivize, encourage people to improve water quality, but it requires each of us to take on that responsibility. So things that we can do.
I should mention that this forum is one of the Rural Revival Local Voices Common Goals public forums. We talked about a forum that was held in Clarion here earlier this summer as relates to concerns like this. Now, going back to your panelists, it includes two local farmers, like you said, and It is interesting to get their take on it because they say one of the water quality issues could be related to runoff, whether that is from fields or maybe like confinements, hog confinements, that sort of thing. Are they kind of maybe going to be exploring some of that as a part of the panel there, Paul?
Well, I'm sure they will because I was primarily agricultural country, especially up here in the northern part also. So agriculture has a huge impact on water quality, and there are many things that farmers can do to reduce the loss of nutrients to the water. But I also want to emphasize that there's urban areas, there's cities and towns in the area, and that also impacts water quality. So I don't want to leave out the role of urban residents and what they can do to improve it.
Again, we're joined by Paul Bartelt. He is part of a small group that is putting on this Water Matters Public Forum. Again, that's August 4th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the ISU Northern Research Farm. That's 310 South Main Street in Kanawha, right outside the broadcast area. And Paul, I guess another question too here. This is open to the public, and you said you have a guest speaker and panelist, so I guess kind of tell our audience how this will kind of happen on August 4th. It's a 2-hour event approximately. You have the guest speaker, and then there'll be an opportunity for audience members to ask questions as well.
Correct. Right. Again, Larry Weber will lead it off with a keynote address. I mean, we don't have a stopwatch. We expect that though to be maybe about a half hour. And then we want to have an hour for the panelists. We have some questions for them to begin the discussion, but we will strongly encourage audience members to participate, ask questions of their own, and just have a real good discussion on this issue.
And going back on this issue, you said you're one of a few of a small group here that's helping put on this Water Matters Public Forum. I guess, did you guys go out around, maybe around Winnebago, Hancock counties, and the like, talking to concerned people about this, getting their thoughts about water quality issues here, not just in North Central Iowa, but how it affects big cities like you alluded to, like Des Moines too. Did you kind of go around talking to some people, whether that was a farmer or someone that lived in the city, about their thoughts on water quality issues?
Well, yeah, we have discussed this with a number of people. I'm also a Soil and Water Conservation Commissioner for Winnebago County. And as a member of that commission, I'm also on a Winnebago River Watershed Management Coalition. There are a number of these coalitions around the state. And one of our goals is to improve water quality for our watershed. So we're looking at the entire Winnebago River watershed. And on that, in that coalition, again, our farmers and city residents, all of us who have concerns for water quality and ways to improve it. So it's not a small issue confined to a small group. I hear a lot of people talking about this.
So you're on the coalition there in Winnebago County. Now, do you meet with like state reps, things like that too, to see what's happening on the state level as relates to these issues?
Well, there will be a statewide meeting of members of coalitions from around the state. We'll be meeting late August, but we'll get together there and also discuss trade notes and further advance our causes.
All right, again, we are joined by Paul Bartelt. He is part of a small group there that's organizing this Water Matters Public Forum. That's August 4th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the ISU Northern Research Farm in Kanawha. Doors open at 6 o'clock. The event is open to the public. Again, this is part of the series of the Rural Revival Local Voices Common Goals Public Forums. That is a series of forums created to explore key issues central to the community futures and a community's future, I should say. And that's just not here in North Central Iowa, but around the state. And Paul, anything else you'd like to add? I guess if you have some more to elaborate on as relates to you, part of that coalition there in Winnebago County, I guess I didn't introduce you as part of that, but I don't know if you want to explain any of the efforts you have seen, maybe gone on so far here last couple of years as relates to maybe helping the water quality issues across the state.
Well, first of all, the coalition, not just Winnebago County, the coalition, the watershed coalition, are all the counties within the Winnebago River watershed. So there's about, what, half a dozen counties involved in that. And the county-to-county thing is probably about a 5 or 6 county coalition. And different counties in this coalition are sponsoring forums on different topics. And it just so happened that we landed on the water quality issue here for Winnebago and Hancock counties. So that's kind of how this thing all got started. And I just want to emphasize too the importance of improving Iowa's water quality, because what we do affects not only us here locally. These excess nutrients get washed down the stream, which wind up the Mississippi River, which eventually wind up down the Gulf of Mexico. And there's a thing down there called the dead zone along the southern coast of the United States. And it's in that area that it's depleted of oxygen. I mean, it really affects the ecosystem down there also. And Iowa alone contributes about 30% of all the nitrates that end up in that Gulf of Mexico that contribute to that dead zone. So what we do here, this is a matter of a larger issue than just local. What we do locally here affects others across the state and across the nation downstream.
Well, very good points brought up there. Paul, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us, and hopefully it's a great turnout come August 4th.
Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate the time again.
All right, that's Paul Bartelt joining us on today's Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hi, this is Carly Bowman with First Bank Hampton. Did you know you can add your First Bank Hampton debit card to your mobile wallet? It's a safe, easy, and convenient way to pay with your phone or wearable device wherever contactless payments are accepted. Your card number is not shared with merchants, helping keep your information protected. Don't bank with us yet? Stop in today and ask how you can get started with a First Bank Hampton debit card and mobile wallet. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.